welcome back to Up the Villa podcast, and welcome to our new concept that we are going to be bringing out next season. But I just thought we'd roll it out a little bit earlier. And I felt like because this is such a big game for Villa, then I'll bring on our first opposition guest. So welcome to the opposition preview show. And I'm delighted to be joined by Holly Agambar, who is a Tottenham Hotspur fan. So she's going to be telling us a little bit about their season, etc. So how are you?
Yeah, I'm not too bad, thanks. Thank you for having me on. Sometimes I talk about Spurs as if I need a therapy session. So it'd be nice to dissect how Tottenham are doing this season with you.
Cool, good stuff. So we'll talk about the season in general to start with. I guess it's in two parts for a Spurs fan. It's the part that has just absolutely imploded, and then now we've got a little bit of a resurgent with Ryan Mason. So, you know, how's the season been as a fan?
Oh, it's been it's quite cliche to say it's a roller coaster, but it quite literally is being a Spurs fan. Obviously, you look at all the managers Tottenham have had only just in this season, let alone the last couple of years of us. It's been very up and down. So yeah, like you said, it's been a season of mainly two halves. I mean, we saw Conte at the start, then we saw Stellini, and now we've got Mason. It's a bit of a madness, I'm not going to lie to you.
So with Mason now, what's the vibe? Is everybody like happy? Do they just seem for this season, or is the potential for him to keep the job, or are you looking at sort of like Nagelsmann vibes?
It's really difficult because I think with Spurs, it's very easy to be like, right, we haven't won a trophy in so long. We tried Jose, we've tried Conte, it hasn't worked. And I feel, although the players aren't really up to scratch, because I could go on for ages to talk about how there's so much investment that needs to be done at Spurs. It is difficult because you see those players have come in, even some of the likes of Pedro Porro that's new, and he's come in and he's also already had like 2-3 managers. It's crazy to think. So in that kind of respects, I don't think Mason will be given a full-time job in terms of where we need to go next season, because I think he needs to go and learn his trade elsewhere before he has a massive step up to Spurs. But the way he's been playing at the moment, especially after that 6-1 defeat, it's been a big turnaround. And I feel like we just kind of need Spurs' identity back, because it's been very lost in recent weeks.
Yeah, I said this in the preview that we've done for this game, that it feels like it's what Chelsea wanted with Lampard, but what they haven't got. So he's came in and, you know, you've seen that little bit of like galvanising the squad. Players look a little bit happier, you know, 2-0 down against United. The fight back to come, you know, and draw that game was fantastic. Then we have Liverpool, where Richarlison got his goal and it looked like, you know, you'd salvaged a point, but go down the end of the pitch and they score. And then Palace, you know, 1-0 win. So it feels like there's a bit of a better vibe there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I think there is a better vibe. It's just these players have gone under so many different managers, and to find that vibe again is very difficult, because lots of us Spurs fans are very frustrated at the minute and seeing players that don't seem to have any fight. But then you think to yourself, well, how can they when they've gone through so many managers like hot dinners? It is difficult, but hopefully under Mason, because he knows the club inside and out, I guess that's a positive to try and get those players to get back to playing the way and just have, like I say, it's that identity thing with Spurs at the moment. We just haven't really got one. But like you said, in recent weeks, it seems to be picking up form again.
Yeah. And I guess it doesn't help when your local rivals across the road are having an absolutely fantastic season. So that doesn't help things either, does it really? Because it just adds to that pressure and it adds to the fan frustration, doesn't it? Where, you know, you've been, you know, better in the league than them the last couple of seasons. So I guess that's tough to take as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think for me, it was the fact that there wasn't a good time under Arteta, but they stuck with him. And with Spurs, we never really had that. I mean, the massive thing was me when we decided to sack Jose before a cup final. And then before then, you're thinking to yourself, oh, here we go again. I think what Arsenal have done, although it pains me to say it, they have done something good. I mean, you look at the ages of that squad as well, and to think where they could be. They might not do it this season, but again, to think that we picked them to fourth spot last season and then they've come out from the blocks firing is very frustrating, to say the least. I mean, if it was any other team, I wouldn't really care, but the fact it's them, it is very annoying.
And this is a big game for Villa, because Villa have to win this game, because you might hate me saying this, but it looks like Villa and Spurs are going for the Europa Conference League. So for Villa, it's something that we really want to get into. We really want European football, but Spurs are 3 points in front of Villa. So Villa have got to win this game to claw back that advantage to Spurs. So how are you feeling about playing Villa? Like, what's your thoughts? Are you confident going to Villa Park on Saturday?
I'd like to say yes, but no, because with Spurs, I never know what I'm going to get. Like I said, one week we could be really good, the next week we could be really bad. So I wouldn't say confident. The only thing I could say that makes me slightly positive is the fact, like you said, in recent weeks we've seemed to pick up form. We are obviously away from home as well, which means we'll have travelling fans, which are in good voice. So that might give us a bit of a boost. But with you breathing down our necks and, like you say, fighting for Europa, it's not going to be easy. But I've learned over the years with Spurs, nothing is ever easy.
And what have you made of Villa this season and Unai Emery, a manager that used to manage Arsenal? So I guess you probably didn't like him at the time. But what are your thoughts on how we've done this season?
I mean, no, you've done well. I mean, good mate, good evening has come in and done wonders for you. Like I said, again, it's annoying that he's ex-Arsenal. But like I said, he went away, learnt his trade. He's come back to the Premier League. He's got a point to prove. So to see where you are in the league and the fact you are pushing for European spots just is true dedication to the fact that he's worked out his craft. And like I said, he's managing to bring you guys up.
And finally, then, I just want to touch on Harry Kane. So where's everybody at? Because, I mean, I look at Spurs and I think, you know, you haven't been that great this season, but Kane has still got, I think he's got 19, 20 goals. He's 20 goal of season striker anyway, isn't he? So how do you feel like if he was to leave? Because to replace somebody that gets those goals every season, though, no matter whether you're good or bad, he will score those goals. Mm-hmm. But how are you feeling? Do you think he will leave?
To be honest with you, every Spurs fan, if you ask that question to all of us, we'd say he needs to go just to go and win a trophy. Not saying I want him to go, because we all love him and adore him, because like you say, he always picks us up from out of nothing sometimes to get us 3 points. So in that respect, I would love him to stay. I think if he wants to win a trophy, though, I sadly don't think that's going to be at Spurs, and I sadly don't think it's going to be with his time with us. I'd love to say next year we might go on a massive bounce and somehow win something, but I don't think it's going to be the season, because I thought this season we were going to win a trophy with Conte, and we still haven't. So I don't think I'd begrudge him if he left. I also think he'll stay within the Premier League to obviously chase Alan Shearer's all-time goal-scoring record. But he is phenomenal, and if he was to go, we would need that massive rebuild that Pochettino said many years ago, and we're still trying to build it. So if he went, it would be a massive hole. And like you say, you're gonna have to fill 2-3 players just to recuperate exactly what Harry Kane does.
Yeah. Well, it would feel like when we lost Grealish. So we lost our best player, and we replaced him with three players, and technically it didn't work out by doing that in that way. So, yeah, I think it will be an interesting one to see what happens with that. So thank you for coming on, Holly. It's been a great chatting to you and getting a Spurs fan's perspective on this game as well. So thank you very much.
No, thank you for having me. Like I say, it's nice to obviously speak to opposing fans and things. But yeah, I don't want to say good luck.
Yeah, normally I end the episode by saying up the Villa, but you're not a Villa fan. So there we go. So yeah, thanks everyone for watching, and we'll see you on the next episode.